RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
1202 Sports Radio, 99 a game. It's the midday show. My name is Mike Johnson. He's Randy McMichael. Bo is back there. He's the key to all the music. I mean, just the vibes are always.
Oh, I didn't have my mic on.
I heard it. Maybe the people heard it through my microphone.
Yeah, man.
It was really cool.
Yeah, it's Funk Friday, man. That's our theme of the day, Big Mike. And as we like to get ready, and it's going to be nice again today. So I was like, is it another grill day?
Oh, it might be.
It might be, man. Because like all the leaves are finally falling.
And I'm so a sweaty dude, though. So I like, if it starts to get too high in the temp, I'm like, nah, I can have that. I did get one of my gifts from my parents was a camping Blackstone. Like you just hook the propane up to. Ooh. So solid.
Yeah, man.
So solid.
Yeah, man.
Definitely dive into that. We're going to do Falcons here in a minute. We'll talk a little bit of NFL. We go in the huddle. I asked you going to the break. If you were like, if Andy's wife hit you up and was just like, hey, I need gift ideas.
Mm-hmm.
What are you rocking this man? Like, are you saying, hey, you need to get one of those sweater vests that he rocks up in the Pacific Northwest?
Oh, no.
Are we LL Bean in this thing?
I would say, Ashley's pretty good at stuff like that. But if I had, you know, we can go sports related. I would say an opportunity for the Falcons to be in playoff conditions. Yeah. If she could buy.
Because you could talk to Santa.
Yeah. If you could talk to Santa and say, Miss Davis, would you like to get your husband, Andy Bunker? I would say, get him the Falcons an opportunity to contend for a playoff spot.
Yeah.
Because we've done a show, they haven't made the playoffs. We were at a point.
Oh, I didn't even think
about
that.
Yeah, we were at a point where we were at a point, Mike, that they were never over 500 for more than a week. They were that. So we got over that hump.
I'm over here in my feelings that since we've been doing the morning shit, they didn't. But that's only been 3 years.
Yeah, man.
No, y'all are too wild, dude.
We're going to do three coaches.
Y'all have a situation.
Yeah, man. And so, yeah, I think of what
it is. At some point, you start looking in the mirror.
It would definitely. I was like, damn, is it us? I mean, we tried to break this. You know, Bo's from Louisiana. So Bo has that word, you know, we call it roots. The Gregory, Bo calls it the Gregory. Okay. And so the first, you know, this year, our first Friday before opening game, we're like, we got to come up with something new. So we wore tank tops to damn work.
Okay.
Yeah, we're tank tops to work. We're
lighten the load a little bit. I like that.
It's just different.
Yeah.
And I'd be damned if Young Wei Koo don't blank us
come
up.
Come on.
Yeah, man.
Did that first week?
Yeah, the first week.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
In the first week. Because Young Wei misses a damn kick.
Yeah, you gotta retire those tanks forever.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, oh.
Can't go back to that one.
We're tank tops to work in a bar in the middle of the day. And the Falcons find a way to screw it up.
Yeah, but, man. Third kicker this season. What have you, Matt? I haven't had a chance to talk to you very much about the Falcons. What do you make of the resurgence of Kyle Pitts here in year five?
I think, you know, y'all have Dave on too. And Arch, we're talking because Arch comes with us on Wednesdays.
Okay.
I've never seen, and I said this after we got Arch off, I've never seen Kyle play as violent as he's playing.
Yes. Angry.
Yes, I've never seen him play like
just
that. I've never seen him, since he's been Atlanta Falcon, I've never seen him play like that. I've never seen him that aggressive to the ball. Because that's the one thing, when he got his little lulls during the season, he was everything that, if it was contested, he wasn't catching it. It didn't matter who was on him. And so now you just see him going to snatch the football, And I thought that was just such a good thing because now it puts it back on the radar of now people are accident because beginning of December, everybody was done with copies.
Yeah,
done,
for
done,
sure.
Done, done. Now it's coming back to the, well.
Like, man, look at the possibilities.
Look at the possibilities. Can we franchise tag him? Can we do this? Can we do that? And I'm so.
Well, and,
but I think that's my big. I've never seen him be as an aggressive player as he's been this stretch.
I think it's interesting to talk about, too. And I, unfortunately, what I always come back to, and for good reason, I play offensive line. So I always come back to his blocking.
Yeah.
And that's frustrating. It's frustrating to watch him block at times and attach him to the line of scrimmage. But at the same time, I look at Zach Robinson and Dwayne Ledford. I'm like, you should know at this point that's really not what he does.
Right.
You know what I mean? And you can bring in, like, Tegan Quatoriano all you want to.
Mm-hmm.
And we can have these conversations about not using Charlie Warner at that, like, H-back spot and using motion. But at the same time, if you want to personnel it up and you're going to attach Kyle Pitts to the line of scrimmage, I'm going to be frustrated. And I guess the question I'd have for you, as they try to make a decision on Kyle Pitts' future.
Right.
How much will they look at that kind of thing? I think it's really easy to look at Kyle Pitts' stat line and receptions, and you're right. He's being violent towards the ball. He's stiff-arming people. He's running the routes across the middle.
Mm-hmm.
But as a tight end and you have to block, you know, you have blocking assignments, I'm wondering how much that'll factor into the decision, what they have to make this offseason about how much money to give him, whether or not to bring him back.
I don't know, because the game is a lot different.
A lot.
And I think the one thing about him, and I thought, and I obviously I was wrong, I thought that this scheme would help him because he has somebody,
yes.
He has somebody with him all the time.
Yes.
And I think the one thing about it is I don't get upset because my expectations weren't that. I knew why they drafted him. They didn't draft him to be inline guy
fair.
And things
that's
like
fair.
That. You know, I was thinking about this a couple of days ago, and I was like, I remember my last year at San Diego, they drafted this kid, Ladarius Green. Ladarius is the exact mold, size, speed, everything of Kyle Pitts.
Okay.
Exact.
All right.
Exact. And had trouble doing the things that Kyle Pitts does. And we would stay out to practice with him and try to help him and do all those things. Because that's why he couldn't get on the field that much other than his special 13 packages.
Right, exactly.
I'm old. Gates old. Like, you need to come in here and help, you know?
Hey, we need you, buddy.
We
need
you. But Norv would not trust him with that assignment of being on the end of the line of scrimmage.
Right.
And so they know what Kyle is and what he isn't. They need to do more releasing with Kyle. You know, let
yes.
him release and then force everything and let the tackle get him and stuff like that. But I think you look at and it all goes back to who's going to be the decision maker here.
Yes, exactly.
Because if it's Terry, that's my first draft pick. You see the possibility and the potential of what he does. And Kyle has all the potential. I think Kyle can be
insane
an all-pro tight end.
Insane
I think
amount.
He can because they don't look at blocking anymore the way they used to.
Exactly.
But
it's weird.
I think that's just a frustrating part about him is you see this.
Yeah.
And then it can have something to do with Kyle. I mean, because when Kirk was playing well last year, Kyle was playing well also. And I think a lot of it has to do with Drake London being out, so he's getting more targets too. You know, he's becoming more of a one priority in the passing out.
Yes.
You know, in the passing game. So
I think it's so important to highlight too because this is the one thing that, you know, and you've been doing this a long time now. We just talked about it. But when I got a job in radio, the first time I was ever in radio, I was like, I'd like to explain to people that personalities actually matter in these situations.
Yeah.
Right? This is not as simple as looking at Kyle Pitts on a sheet of paper and going, oh, man, he went for $150. You know what I mean? They need to re-sign him. Like, it's how much do the decision makers want him to be around? What's the impact he's having on teammates? You know, what is he in the locker room? What is he on the plane flight? Everything that kind of goes along with it. I think you can break it down and say, boy, if he can ball, we want him back. But
yeah.
You also, it's not fantasy football. And I think it's, Raheem gets a bad rap for saying stats are for losers.
Yes.
But I think that's always, to me, that's what he's talking about.
Yes.
He's going, dude, you know, this is these guys have to be able to communicate. Kirk has to be on the same page with Drake.
Correct.
And he's got to be the same page with Darnell. And Kyle's got to know what's going on.
Yep.
And all that other stuff where you look at the guy running a 4.440, it doesn't matter if none of that other stuff lines up.
Right, right. I understand.
So,
I understand. Yes, Kyle is playing for a big payday. You damn right. You always play for a damn payday. What the hell are you talking about? That's nothing new. Nothing new. Oh, yeah, I'm paying for
I hate when people dock him. They're like, man, he's in a contract year. Of course he's doing it.
Of course.
You'd be the same way.
You'd be the same damn way.
The same way.
Hell yeah.
And he was 20 when he was drafted
here? Yeah, come on now, man.
I don't want to hear it.
Come on now.
All right, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Let's go with the no huddle. The Rams against the Falcons will be Monday Night Football. The last Monday Night Football game of the year. That's right, because it's you know, week 17.
Everybody's on Sunday.
Everybody else will be on Sunday at the end of the season. The Falcons, for whatever reason, somebody brought this up to me. Falcons, for whatever reason, tend to do well against like really good quarterbacks. I don't know why, but it's like always the bad ones that jump up and get you.
Oh God,
it's like, man, hey, Josh Allen coming to town. Oh, great, we're going to decide to play well.
That's the one that hurt.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. But I don't know what to expect from Matthew Stafford. But my answer always is, if I was starting a franchise right now, I would pick Matthew Stafford to be my starting quarterback right now. If I was starting a franchise from scratch, the reason why, follow me here, he's not really going to get hurt running around the way some of these other quarterbacks would. Wade, probably, I hate to say it, Josh Allen eventually will. Lamar has been dinged up a little bit this year. Matthew Stafford, to me, as cerebral as he is, and you know this as well as anybody, when you get older, you have the answers to the test, but your body starts failing.
Correct.
Right? He's at the perfect crossroads right now.
Yes.
Where he still physically can do it on Sundays.
But yeah, but you remember early offseason, you remember the training camp?
Neck issue, back issue.
Was banged up and everything. Yeah. And as great as he is, I mean, he's going to probably win the league MVP this year.
Yes.
And that validates him, in my opinion, because he already has a Super Bowl.
Yep.
And he's playing.
He becomes a Hall of Famer.
He's playing so damn good, man. He is playing so damn well. I think that's the biggest thing. But you were talking off the air. He has a superstar head coach. Sean McVay can coach his ass off. And we talked also about this. If you cost him, you're gone. Special teams coach?
Gone.
I'm not waiting another damn week. You got to go.
I love it.
The way the Falcons are, and we talked about, they play well against good teams. It's a Monday night game here in Atlanta. And it's going to be – because the Rams are still playing for a lot. I mean, they're in the playoffs, but they're trying to get that number one seed still.
It is unique, though, if – and I believe this to be true. It is unique in this situation there because they are playing Monday Night Football. But I think if Seattle – and or San Fran win on Sunday, I don't think the Rams can win the division.
Okay.
And so that's kind of how that math starts panning out. And it's with it being a Monday Night Football game, they just kind of get to sit back.
And they know what's going to happen.
They know what they kind of know where they're at. You know what I mean? So the obviously the following week, everybody will be playing on Sunday, but it's a little bit different with the Monday Night Football matchup with them. Chicago Bears are playing San Francisco on Sunday night at 8:20. I am so impressed with Chicago.
I love them, man. Why I love them? Because what their general manager did this offseason, and he prioritized the freaking line.
Yeah.
He went out and got
Drew Dahlman.
Pro Bowl Drew Dahlman.
Yeah.
Good for him. Then you go out and get Tooney. And then you go out and get the other guard. And then you solidify that.
I believe the Rams.
Yes, he did. And then you solidify that part. And then your young quarterback's playing good. And he is getting better and better. Like, he still has some of that young man in him.
Man.
But yeah, that throw he had against Green Bay, I mean, you can't throw it any better than that. But they run the hell out of the ball. Now, I don't think their defense is opportunistic as hell. They get a lot of turnovers, but outside of that, they don't really do a lot.
Isn't it strange how every offense in that division, to me, kind of resembles one another to the fact that they're going to do like these speed screens? And the Falcons attempt to do them, where they run these speed screens out of the wide receiver position. But when every team in that division runs a speed screen, I'm talking about the Lions, obviously. So, when they run the speed screens up in that division, it looks like a jailbreak out wide.
Well, I understand it because I said this, Mike. The Falcons are the worst perimeter blocking team I've ever seen. They're one of the worst.
It's so bad.
It's one of the worst.
And that's exactly what I was talking about with Kyle Pitts. Stop asking him to do this stuff.
It's one of the worst.
It's
one of the worst perimeter blocking teams ever. But I think, and you got a head coach in Ben Johnson who's a no-nonsense guy. He's got his my way or the highway. But I think more than anything, just that young quarterback, he's continuing to develop.
Yeah. You'll get Jacksonville against the Indianapolis Colts at 1 o'clock.
Well, come on, Phil.
Speaking of offensive coordinators. How about Liam Cohen down there with
good for him, man. But the thing about it is, it's so still bad. The funniest thing ever. But Trevor Lawrence never played this good. Trevor Lawrence never played this good.
But like, why?
I don't know.
I look at Caleb Williams and I'm like, man, the run game's rolling.
Right.
And of course, they've done a nice job in Jacksonville. Liam Cohen was able to kind of do that down in Tampa too, where you get the run game playing at a pretty high level. But then all of a sudden, Trevor Lawrence just explodes on the scene. He looks like it's just like, oh, this is what he should have been the whole time.
He looks like everybody, like you just said, he looks and is playing like everybody that, and myself included, was like, this dude is a generational talent. And now he's going to.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
He's playing his absolute ass off, man.
Yeah. I love to see it, man. It's good stuff, as always.
No other good games, though.
Nah, I mean, look, I think that the Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore Ravens, Green Bay could have been good.
The battle for number one. You got the Giants and the Raiders. Obviously, Brock Bowers and everybody. Because I'm like, you're sitting there.
When you said battle for number one, I thought you were talking about number one seed.
The battle for the number one pick. So, I mean.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean,
Vegas, man. I don't know which one of those teams is in a worse spot. I really don't.
I think Vegas, man. At least I think the Giants got their quarterback if he doesn't get himself killed.
I was going to say.
If he don't get himself killed.
I don't know what you're going to do. Scattered, but they're all injured. I don't know. It's tough. They're going to put themselves in harm's way a ton. All right, when we come back, we're going to hit some of the college football playoffs and bowl preview. I also had a conversation with my wife yesterday about my black socks. I don't know. I was going to throw this at Randy. See if there's any fashion choice that your wife is like, absolutely not. All right, and it's starting to roll that way in my house, man. So we'll chop it up. We'll have a good time. It is a return line Friday here on the Midday Show. Mike Johnson, Randy McMike will be back. Sports Radio 99 The Game.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.